Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. SAB Biotherapeutics in Sioux Falls announced the first step in its trial of a COVID-19 therapeutic earlier this month, dosing the first group of healthy volunteers. Today, they're announcing the trial's next step. Eddie Sullivan is president and CEO of SAB Biotherapeutics and joins us today with the very latest. Eddie Sullivan, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you, Jackie. Good to be with you today.
So what's the latest on this trial that you have to share with us today?
Well, today we announced that we have dosed the first patient in our phase 1B clinical trial. I think everybody's well aware that SAB-185 is a novel human therapeutic polyclonal antibody candidate to treat COVID-19. And it's important to understand that this is for treating patients that are already infected with the virus. And so it has the potential to be a differentiated treatment option that provides a really highly specific therapeutic that addresses the complexity and diversity and mutation that happens within these viruses, like the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. And so this is a 21 adult patient with mild to moderate COVID-19 symptoms. That trial actually is being conducted right here in Sioux Falls at Samford Health. And Samford has infused the first patient in that 1B trial. We are continuing to dose patients. There will be other sites involved in this as well. But it's important for the listeners here in South Dakota to know that subjects participating through Samford Health will be doing so. Their initial transfusion of the drug and participation and follow-up would be here in Sioux Falls.
Talk to us a bit about how SAB has developed this drug and a little more about how it works.
Well, you know, SAB has received support for these studies from the U.S. Department of Defense. That's a program that is really designed for emerging infectious diseases like what we have with the pandemic. And so this is a new treatment for disease. We're producing a human antibody. So these very unique proteins in our bodies that fight disease that will be a specific treatment for COVID-19. And so as a human polyclonal antibody, they can be used both therapeutically to treat patients that are already infected with the virus, but they can also be used to provide immediate protection for those that may have just been recently exposed and may be at risk for acquiring the disease. And so this has some very unique opportunities to help in the absence of the vaccines that we know will come later. But I want to emphasize that this is not a program that really competes with vaccines. This is complementary to vaccines. We sort of look at this as bookends, where vaccines are necessary to help prevent, much like the flu vaccine, right?
Right.
But vaccines are not always 100% in everyone against a particular virus. And so we also need good therapeutics as well.
How soon do you expect results from this latest step and knowledge of how well this is working?
So we will expect results on these latest trials in late September or early October. That will allow us to bring the clinical trials into a much larger trial for efficacy that will be conducted, at the end of this year and beginning of next year. And all of this, of course, is important in leading to licensure of the product.
Talk to us a little bit more, if you would, about you mentioned how this is kind of a unique approach. How is this differing from development of other therapeutics that people have been working on around the country and the world for COVID-19?
Well, of course, we know about a lot of the approaches out there in the world, like remdesivir and other types of antiviral drugs, and there's monoclonal antibodies. Our approach really represents a human polyclonal antibody treatment. And polyclonal antibodies are really the natural way that our bodies fight disease. When we become sick, it's simply because our bodies become overwhelmed. Our immune system can't keep up. And so what this treatment provides is just more of that natural response that our bodies have in fighting the disease. We spent nearly two decades developing this innovative technology, most of that time right here in Sioux Falls, in order to harness that native immune response and be able to rapidly generate these antibodies. You know, we are the only company capable of developing fully human polyclonal antibodies without the need for human serum. And we really do think this is the best solution to address COVID-19. So it's not only the speed at which we can respond, but also the fact that this is part of just the natural way that our bodies fight disease. You know, SAB is funded by the DOD and also by Health and Human Services, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, in their medical countermeasures portfolio. There are nine therapeutics that this government organization is funding. And of the three new therapeutics directed towards COVID-19, SAB is the only new approach that's being deployed. And so we're really excited about this. And of course, we are also working with and being considered as part of Operation Warp Speed on a national level. And so this is really, providing an opportunity to show what the technology that we represent is capable of doing. And this is, of course, generating national and international attention on what we're doing right here in South Dakota.
Right. And for those not familiar, that Operation Warp Speed is at the federal level, basically expediting some of these trials to make sure that once a solution is ready to go, it can hit the public as soon as possible. Do I understand that right?
That's exactly right. You know, we are in an unprecedented time. I think all of us would agree that none of us have seen anything like this in our lifetimes. And so this is part of not only building a vaccine and treatments to this disease, but we are also really trying to develop the rapid response for the future. Should a new emerging disease happen, we want to be even more prepared than we are now in responding to this pandemic. And in fact, SAB was involved in rapid response months before the pandemic, before any of us had even heard of COVID-19. And so we are really working to be able to develop that rapid response to new and emerging diseases.
You mentioned a couple minutes ago that you're the only company in the nation that's able to produce these human polyclonal antibodies without human serum. For folks that aren't familiar with SAB, can you explain a little bit how that's possible?
Well, SAB has a technology wherein we have genetically engineered animals, and in this case, it's actually cattle, that produce fully human antibody proteins. So we have turned off the cattle antibody proteins and replace them with the human genes so that just those antibody proteins in these animals are the human version. And because these animals are born with them, they recognize them as being part of self, and actually they use the human version to protect to protect themselves. But we can vaccinate these animals. Essentially, we vaccinate them with just a portion of the virus that causes COVID-19. It's not the full virus. It's non-infectious. But these animals produce the human antibodies to that particular virus portion. And then those antibodies can be collected through plasma collection from the animals. These animals are plasma donors three times a month. That's what their job is. And we purify the human antibodies from those animals, and that's what we use as the therapeutic.
So now that we're taking this next step being announced today, what happens next once we get those results in late September, early October or so? Then what happens?
Well, then we would be moving into advanced clinical trials. This is the normal pathway, but much quicker that all companies conduct in order to get licensure for a drug. You have to be able to prove that it is both safe and effective in humans. And so that's why clinical trials are conducted. So we'll be going into advanced clinical trials after we finish the results from these trials. And then we are moving towards having licensure of this product in early 2021.
And before I let you go, remind us, the first step of this was seeing how the therapeutic works on healthy volunteers to see how it builds up antibodies. What did we find from that initial step?
Well, that study is being conducted simultaneously. It's very important from both a safety standpoint as well as the dose requirements for these antibodies that we conduct trials in both healthy volunteers, because we need to understand completely how these antibodies react inside of the human body. And so healthy volunteer studies allow us to get certain data points in how this antibody responds in humans. And then, of course, treating patients is important because we need to know exactly how it responds in people that actually have the virus. And that will allow us to then design the advanced clinical studies wherein we can prove that our antibodies actually are very effective against this virus.
If someone happens to be a COVID patient here in Sioux Falls, is this a trial that they can volunteer for, or is that piece of the puzzle already closed?
No, the trial is currently enrolling, and that, of course, is here in Sioux Falls, is done through Sanford Health, and Sanford Health is recruiting from people that are positive for COVID, and so you can certainly find out more about that through Sanford Health.
My guest has been Eddie Sullivan, PhD. He's president and CEO of SAB Biotherapeutics, updating us on the next step of the company's trial of a possible COVID-19 therapeutic. Eddie Sullivan, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Exciting news. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Jackie.